Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Sandra May Lee. She's an author of some books. It's actually a series of books called Dear Donald, as in Donald Trump, and the subtitle is Letters from a Loving Deplorable, and her Twitter handle is at Dear Donald Books. She just told me a moment ago that her books are available through Barnes & Noble's online, but not Amazon. That's interesting. All right, Sandra, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And my second book was Dear Donald, Four More Years, a very festive cover, confetti, streamers, balloons, wearing red, white, and blue. I mean, it's a gorgeous cover, gorgeous back cover. And I think Amazon was shutting it down because it's too pro-Trump, and I'm being censored right and left. I don't know if you're noticing it, but there's a tremendous, I can't even watch Newsmax without it switching to other stations and giving me a hard time. There's a lot of underground censoring going on. I don't even want to call them Democrats anymore. There are a lot of good Democrats, but a lot of these people, I don't know who they are, but they're evil, whoever they are, and they're trying to bring down this president, and they're trying to negate his presidency and his win. There's no way you're going to tell me this man didn't win. This is such illegal behavior. It's so against the will of God. And, you know, my books, the two of them that are done, are very Christian-oriented. It wasn't my intention to write a Christian book. I am a born-again Christian, but that's not where I was going. I just started writing these letters to Donald Trump, having a lot of fun with it, and they took on a life of their own. So it is positive, it is spiritual, it makes lots of references to Christian thought, it's very upbeat, it's very loving, and my third book is Dear Donald, A Rainbow in a Winter Sky. I'm working on that one now. And that's the way I feel about him. I feel that's who he is. He's giving us hope. He's giving us change that Obama talked about but never delivered. And Trump talked about it and delivered it. Everything he said he was going to do, he did. Peace in the Middle East, nominated for at least three, I think four, Nobel Peace Prize by now. And everything he said he was going to do, he did. And he didn't even mention the space program, which he invented after he was elected. And how beautiful is that? It's so, so thrilling. So I'm praying hard for him. The book is prayerful from beginning to end. And you need to put it on your coffee table and get happy again.
Okay. All right. Let me timestamp this interview. You and I are talking right now. On the afternoon of Tuesday, November 10th, a week after the election. At first, it seemed as if Trump was winning. Then the pollsters, or the poll counters, rather, said, okay, we're going home for the night. And Trump, you know, warned, well, what if there's some boxes found? Or, oh, look at all these new polls. But here's the bottom line. Even George W. Bush, who on the one hand, he sent out a message saying congratulations to President-elect Biden, but everybody should recognize Donald Trump deserves his day in court, and if he can prove that there's, you know, cheating that's going on here, or, you know, some of these votes were illegitimately gotten, then, you know, he needs to have his day in court. So we're very divided right now as a country over this.
Well, I'm heartened to hear you say that came from Bush, that he said he deserves his day in court. I am just embracing that phrase, that anybody would finally stand up and say, wait a minute, this man deserves his day in court. Race after race after race is being contested, and they're very, very close. They're very, very close, and they deserve to be contested. And there are a lot of shenanigans going on, and they must be brought to light, and they will be. Because guess who's in charge? God, not Biden.
All right, amen. Tell me, as far as the subtitle, Letters from a Loving Deplorable, obviously that must be in reference to Hillary Clinton's classic speech about how the opponents of her and her politics are deplorable. But elaborate
yeah,
further.
Yeah, and I'm deplorable. I'm deplorable. I've worked hard all my life. I struggled to get through school. I'm a Skidmore graduate. I'm a professional. I have 16 different careers. My father worked hard. He came from Lebanon. He became a citizen the hard way. I don't want to be called deplorable. Who does she think she is, calling all the people who voted for Donald Trump deplorable? And you know what's so ironic? Every name they call everybody else in the Republican Party is a name that perfectly describes them. It's really ironic. It really is. I mean, there's nothing deplorable about these people who are supporting Donald Trump. They love America, and they love what this man has done, and they're giving him credit for it, and they're praying for him, and those prayers are very, very powerful. And I do not like the way the left is so anti-God, anti-family, anti-American traditional values. I don't like it at all.
More than 140 million Americans voted. It's got to be more than 140 million because they say that Donald Trump got 71 million votes. That would be 71 million deplorables by using that standard. It's hard to believe, but Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, who is an admitted socialist. I mean, that's basically... And then if you asked her about it, she'd, oh, no, not like Venezuela or Cuba or the Soviet Union, but socialism like Norway, Sweden, or Denmark. But in reality, I know about Norway because I've been to Norway 13 times. My wife is from Norway. Her family still lives there. I talked to my mother-in-law just this morning, actually, and she's from Norway. I mean, everybody... Norway has a very strong welfare program and so forth for, you know, helping people and so forth. But you can earn money in Norway. You'll be taxed a lot, but you can earn money. And there's a lot of enterprise and businesses. And everywhere you look in Norway, you see the letters AS after a name or the name of a company. And I don't know what that means exactly, AS, but it's as if it'd be like saying INC in America, Incorporated, or LTD in England. So in other words, there's a lot of free enterprise going around in Norway and nothing like Cuba or Venezuela. But here, AOC said we need to make a list of all these people that have supported Donald Trump and make sure we basically punish them for their bad views.
Well, I don't think I like that idea. You know, this woman is totally nuts, this Ocasio-Cortez. Pretty as a dickens. Gosh, she's pretty. But she's not making any sense. She's very immature. You know, I look at her. I was young and pretty like that. I didn't have a brain in my head at that age. You are not wise until you acquire wisdom. Very few people have it when they're that young. Now, the lovely woman who became a Supreme Court justice, that lovely, beautiful creature, that Christian woman with all these beautiful children and the two she adopted from Haiti, God bless her. That's a young woman with a mature mind and a mature spirit. Most of us, it takes a lifetime to get to where she was as a young woman.
Yeah.
And Ocasio is not there. She's not there. She's very immature. She's very misled. And I certainly don't want someone like her leading the country.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned her one time to somebody else, and he said, look, in fairness, Jerry, Ocasio-Cortez was 4 weeks old when the Berlin Wall came down. You know, anybody that's, I'm in my 60s, and, you know, we've known about the Berlin Wall and thought about its implications all our lives. Here's the difference. In communist countries, they built walls to force people to stay inside that country you know, and endure their communism and, you know, build up the system and so forth, get paid without, you know, you wouldn't really get paid, but you have to do the work. And then here in America, we can't build enough walls to try and keep people out from entering illegally. Meanwhile, we have a very generous immigration policy that we're never given credit for, about 1 million immigrants a year legally. The issue is just play by the rules. Don't, you know, violate the rules.
Absolutely. And I have always adored the Statue of Liberty. I bought a plaque and put it there to honor my father who came into this country. And, you know, give us your tired and your poor. We welcome, we really try to bring people in to this country, but we want you to come in legally. There is a process. You do not break down the walls of a country and come in illegally and force your way in and come in as a criminal. That is not what we mean when we say, give me your tired and your poor. Let us welcome you. Let us learn about you. Let us make sure that we have room for you, that we can welcome you into the country. We can't open those gates to everybody in the world. We simply cannot do that. There isn't a country in the world that can do that. But that doesn't mean we're not generous and caring. We are. We are. But we also worked very hard to become the country that we are. And other countries need to do that as well. You can't just come here and have it easy without learning how to build up your own countries.
Hmm. All right. Can you explain to me the visceral hatred of Donald J. Trump that you see? I mean, we all see it, but what's going on here, Sandra?
Well, he's not an easy personality to love. You either love him or you hate him. I understand.
So Donald Trump is an acquired taste, in effect.
Yeah, I've always liked him. I spent many, many years in New York, so that New York gruffness does not offend me. You know, I loved Obama's smooth mannerisms and his beautiful speaking qualities. But you know what? Behind all of that nonsense was not a man who I could admire. I don't like what he did. I don't like his policies. I don't like the way he walked off being filthy rich and never really did that much for the country. What I love about Donald Trump, and I've been studying him for a lifetime, I've invested in real estate based on my inspiration from his books. He's a brilliant man, an interesting man, not a perfect man, far from perfect. But you don't look at his children. You don't have the love of your children if you're not doing something right. And he has the love of all of his children. Look at what he's accomplished. Know him by his fruits. This man has accomplished a great deal. Look at the people praying for him in the White House. Look at them laying hands on him and praying.
Yeah.
Look at what he's done for Israel, for Jerusalem, for Israel, for peace in the Middle East. This is a good man who brings back people from other countries who've been imprisoned, who cares about people who've been imprisoned in this country for too long under unfair treatment, and he's done prison reform, who cares about all the blacks and Hispanics and women who's created jobs for them. This man produces. So is there a personality there that can be difficult to get used to? Absolutely. But you better open your eyes and open your heart and realize you judge them by their fruits. What has he contributed to this country? A great deal. Has China been a problem? You bet it has. But you either face that problem now or let that dragon eat you alive. And Trump is the only leader who has ever had the guts to stand up to China and not sell out to China.
Yep.
That took courage.
Yeah, all right. We're basically out of time. I want to again mention the name of your book series, Dear Donald. Dear Donald. By Sandra May Lee, available at Barnes & Noble, not Amazon. Her Twitter handle is @DearDonaldBooks. Thank you so much, Sandra. All the best.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.